The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Full Life Chiropractic.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirstie Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome, I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. I'm here to remind you that you were created to be healthy, feel good, look great, and enjoy your life. My job is to teach you how to align your life to make this happen. As always, folks, I want to thank you for joining me today, and today I'm going to be talking about nerve pain or neuropathy. So stay tuned if you have this issue. But as always, folks, you can always find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. Also, you can find us online at www.askdrjuan.com. That's askdrjuan.com. And lastly, you can reach us live right now by calling our office at 937-552-7364. Press option 2. My team is standing by, as always, to answer any questions you might have about this topic or any other topics I talked about in the past. So as always, folks, you all know that I like to start the show by telling you why it is that I'm so passionate about getting on radio and educating people about health. And the reason I'm so passionate about this concept, folks, is because of a phone call I received 5 years ago. So 5 years ago, I got a phone call from my mom to tell me she'd been diagnosed with breast cancer. So at that moment, she starts crying. Of course, I start crying because my mom is my hero. I saw my mom struggle day in and day out as a single mother of three to put food on the table and a roof over our heads. So I asked my mom at that moment, what are you going to do? She says, son, I know exactly what I'm not going to do. I'm not doing chemotherapy and radiation. Too many of my friends and family have died undergoing that treatment, so I'm not doing that. I said, all right, fair enough. Being scared out of my mind, at that time, I said, you know what? I don't know what else to do. I'm in the middle of chiropractic school. My wife and I have a one-year-old daughter. We're both stressed out. I said, you know what? Mom, I know one thing. You're not going to do the traditional treatment, but I know that God put a pretty amazing power in your brain, that if your brain and your body are communicating at 100%, your body ought to function and heal at 100%. So, Mom, let's just get your spine checked to make sure your brain and your body are communicating at 100%. So we got her spine checked, and from the side, folks, you're supposed to have a 45-degree angle in your neck. When we took my mom's first x-ray, we saw that she had lost 100% of the curve in her neck. Her neck was completely straight, which is strike one because that's not normal. From front to back, you are supposed to be completely straight. We all know this. Otherwise, you have scoliosis. Well, from T1 through T7, in that upper back area, my mom had a major bend in her spine, crushing the exact nerves that come out of there going to her breast tissue and other vital organs. When I saw it on her x-rays, I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that was the cause of her problems. Because for years and years, really decades, my mom had upper back pain, neck pain, headaches, chronic sinus infections, and every single time she went to the doctor, she would get the same exact answer, folks. It was a pill, and of course, that pill masks symptoms. And then years and years would go by, not only to have issues with a disease that threatened to take her life at any moment. So that moment I asked my mom, like, you know what, why now? She says, son, I finally realized that I can die and I want to see my grandchildren grow up. Three of those grandchildren are my kids. Eden, who's 5 years old, Eve, who's 3 years old, and John Luke, who is 11 months old. So my mom chose to take responsibility for her health in order to afford my kids, nieces, and nephews the opportunity at having a grandma in the future. My simple question to you listening right now is, who is responsible for your health? Seriously, who is responsible for your health? Folks, you know the answer. You are responsible for your health, but who do we go to in this country when we have a health problem? We go to the doctors, right? And the doctors, unfortunately, give you drugs and or surgeries as the only answers to your problems. So if you want to do something different so you don't end up a statistic like my mom, I highly encourage you to stay tuned because we're going to be giving you the tools necessary for you to live the healthiest life possible without drugs and surgery so you can be there for your families for years and years to come. So folks, as always, I want to get started with this topic because at the end of the day, there are millions and millions of people out there suffering from neuropathy or nerve pain. And the reality is that the medical system, unfortunately, the many answers that they have always involve some sort of medication, which I know many of you out there are sick of taking drug after drug and still having the problems get worse. So first thing, I got to start with what neuropathy is. I know many of you have it. Many of you know people that have it, and you're trying to figure out how to get rid of it. And the reality is that there is a bunch of medications out there to cover up the symptoms from the neuropathy, but there's very rarely any solutions on how to actually heal the nerve so the nerve starts functioning at 100%. So then in turn, you don't continue to lose function of your body parts. That is the problem with peripheral neuropathy. So what is neuropathy? So neuropathy, neuropathy, so nerve, pathy, pathology, that tells me that something is dying or is diseased. So neuropathy is a result of damage to your peripheral nerves. And this is often causes a plethora of different secondary and tertiary symptomatology and actual signs. So if you have numbness or weakness or pain, usually in the hands or feet, it doesn't mean that's the only place it can be, but it's usually in the hands or feet. And it could, of course, it can affect other body areas. So the peripheral nervous system compared to the central nervous system, just to give you a quick anatomy update. I know some of you've learned this maybe some time ago back in school, but the central nervous system is composed of your brain and your spinal cord. Your peripheral nervous system is anything that comes off of the spine, off to the arms and to the legs. So the peripheral nervous system sends information. Obviously, the brain sends information down to your arm so you can move your arm. And then your arm sends information back to the brain so the brain knows where your arm is in space. It's called proprioception, but I'll spare you the scientific jargon. So the reality is that the peripheral nervous system is the most affected. And the peripheral neuropathy literally can be defined, especially when you're having these kind of symptoms. If you're having stabbing pain, burning pain, or tingling, if any of those things are issues that are affecting your loved one, that is a very good sign that not necessarily they have full-blown neuropathy, but it's a sign that it could be starting the downward spiral of nerves starting to die. So the issue here is that nerves obviously are important. And that's why, once again, I get on every week, and as a chiropractor, I work with the central nervous system on a daily basis. So if your central nervous system is trying to communicate to your hand that you pick up the coffee cup so you can drink a nice, sip of coffee, and your hand is weak because there is neuropathy, you may drop that cup. You may drop the cell phone as you're trying to, or you may drop the keys. You may not be able to brush your teeth because you don't have as much strength in that hand as you used to. That is also a sign of potential neuropathy. So the thing is this, that neuropathy is a treatable condition, but the question comes down to, do you want drugs as the solution to fix the neuropathy, or do you want something natural? And that's really where you have to make that decision as an informed consumer, because you're consuming, whether it's drugs or alternative healthcare, you're still consuming that stuff. So at the end of the day, the symptoms that are associated with peripheral neuropathy, once again, sensory nerves obviously are starting to die out. So the sensory part is the part in where you can actually feel between hot and cold. You can feel something is hard or soft, or something is smooth or rough. That is sensory. Motor obviously means that those muscles control, the nerves control muscles that then in turn control movement. So the problem is that the number one thing you'll start to notice when you're having peripheral neuropathy, especially if you're a diabetic. And I know last week I talked about the link between stress and diabetes along with the adrenal glands. But then now the thing is that if you have diabetes or any other health issues, you can develop, specifically the diabetic population, but you can develop that peripheral neuropathy. So it starts first with sensory. you stop feeling things. You cannot tell, like, is that hot or is it cold? Is it warm or is it somewhere in the middle? Or is this soft or rough? Or is this, hard or whatever have you? So that sensory loss is the number one thing that you start noticing. And the problem is that motor loss comes later. That motor loss can be as short as a couple days later or as long as like months or weeks or years later. So the problem is this. Are nerves that are dying a good thing for you? Obviously, rhetorical question. The answer is no, it's not good for you. So the fact that you have a neuropathy means that those nerves are slowly dying and you are feeling the effects of the death of those nerves because they're not doing their job. Nerves are literally nothing but essentially cables communicating from your brain to the body so the body knows what to do. So if you are dealing with neuropathy and you have no idea what to do, you need to pay attention and try your best to listen to this entire show because I'm already giving you some steps and some supplements and things that you should be doing if you're suffering from this. But I want to move on a little bit and talk about what the medical system does for neuropathy. And this is where, for me, it's not about saying that the medical system is bad. The reality is that I want your body functioning so well, so you don't need the medical system. You know those people that are out there that basically, they work out, they eat good, and they go to the doctor for like a health check once a year, and they're 72 years old. You know those people, and some of you are kind of envious of those people. Like, how do they do it? Well, they do it because they're preventing their bodies from deteriorating. So this is where I want you to be functioning so well that you don't need medications. It's not that the medical system is a bad thing. If you were to be in a car accident and you're hanging on by a thread to life, go to the emergency room, get the surgery, get the medications so you can be saved. But chronic disease management is what I'm talking about. And this is where the problem arises. Our country and our healthcare system is failing miserably, unfortunately, in the management. It's not even the treatment. It's just the management of actual chronic diseases. For example, diabetes is no longer just affecting the adult population. Diabetes is now trickling down to the kids. So it's not like you're curing chronic diseases because you're not even preventing them from happening to the pediatric population. You're now just managing it. So we managing it is giving you more metformin. Is that a proper way to manage your problem? No, it's more about looking at your body holistically and taking that holistic approach so you can change the things that prevent you from becoming more of a diabetic or eventually reversing that issue. So that's just the example. So the problem is that in our country, you have diabetic nerve pain or just neuropathy, or you just have pain, period. Your first line of defense, if you go to a pain specialist doctor, first line of defense is to reach for the prescription pad and write your prescription. And we all know that the prescription, of course, yes, is going to take care of the most likely the initial problem, the sensory loss or the motor loss or the pins and needles or whatever, but it's also going to have a side effect. That's why many of you, if I were to ask this question, raise your hand really high if you want more drugs and surgery in your life. None of you would raise your hands, even if you're on drugs already and you had surgeries. If I say, hey, can I add 15 more pills to your daily regimen? Most of you say no. So folks, if you don't want to continue to take medications to mask symptoms, especially if you have neuropathy, I want you to stay tuned. I got to take a quick break here, but you are listening to Living the Full Life here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Baby boomers have shared their frustration about how much tax they pay. Let me reverse that for you and put the emphasis on saving taxes. This is Chuck Oliver, founder of the Hidden Wealth Solution, and I've been helping clients for over two decades to get their retirement on track and avoid the tax traps. Daily, I see clients paying taxes needlessly instead of maximizing their financial future. Learn how to save unnecessary tax and optimize your retirement. Visit retirementprotected.com, retirementprotected.com.
At Miami Mojave Valley Gaming, a Buckeye in your pocket is lucky. And with over 1,900 gaming machines...
Hey, Lucy.
Oh, wow. It's Bucky, the Buckeye farmer.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to the people.
So there's tiny people inside the microphones? Awesome.
Aw, Bucky. Visit Miami Valley Gaming just off I-75 at exit 29. Get ready to get lucky.
Must be 21. Gambling problem in Ohio? Call the Gambling Helpline at 1-800-589-9966.
Scattered showers likely to continue throughout the afternoon hours and a chilly day here for us. The high only at 46 degrees. Clouds sticking around overnight with a low dropping to 39 degrees. A chilly and cloudy start for Easter Sunday morning, but the high temperature lifting all the way to 65 degrees by the afternoon and sunshine appearing by the afternoon as well. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield Station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Expert weekends, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. Once again, I want to remind you, as always, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. Also, you can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. That's AskDrJuan.com. And lastly, you can reach our office right now at 937-552-7364. Press option 2. My team is standing by, ready to answer any questions you might have about this topic or any other topic we've covered in the past. So, folks, on the previous segment, I was talking about neuropathy, and I got pretty into the nitty-gritty as far as the symptomatology and issues with neuropathy. And I'll say that on the previous section, I also talked about the only solution that's kind of known right now as far as treatment of neuropathy in the current medical, you know, way is by just giving medication to take away the symptomatology that arises. So if you have nerve pain, so numbness, tingling, burning, stabbing, all those are signs that nerves are actually being affected, whether it's because of crushing pressure or diseases such as, you know, diabetes, all those things happen. As far as symptomatology goes, you go to your doctor, you ask them, how do I get rid of the symptom? They give you a pill. So the thing is that if you don't want that solution, you got to do something different. But I want to go through the causes first. That obviously known causes for neuropathy or nerve pain. Of course, we got diabetes. We know that one. So the thing is that more than half of the people with diabetes develop some type of neuropathy at some point in their life. So peripheral neuropathy, I'm talking about hands and feet. Generally speaking, in the diabetic population, starts in the lower extremities of the feet. But there is a myriad of other causes of actual nerve pain. So things such as autoimmune diseases, including Sjögren's syndrome, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, Guillain-Barré, you know, chronic inflammatory, demyelinating you know, issues, necrotizing vasculitis. Those are all autoimmune issues that could lead to neuropathy. Alcoholism, because alcohol literally depletes the body to obviously be able to hold on to those very important vitamins that you need to correct and continue to support the nerve's proper function. Those vitamins that are depleted and deficiently depleted by alcohol are vitamin B1, B6, and B12. Also, vitamin E are crucial to that nerve conduction and nerve function. So it's very important that if you are alcoholic, somebody drinks alcohol all the time and you're having these issues and you're not diabetic yet, that you start paying closer attention about your alcohol consumption and seek help if you do have alcoholism and that addiction. It is a disease. It is an addiction. It's beyond self-control. My father was an alcoholic. He died on Christmas Eve when I was 18 years old. So I know alcoholism all too well in our household when I was growing up. So it's not a very fun disease to deal with. But alcoholism, of course, one of those things. And of course, infections can kill, you know, like Epstein-Barr, hepatitis C, you know, all these different infections can affect it. But the one thing I want to talk about where I see a lot of my patients come in, it's that trauma or pressure on nerves can also cause neuropathy. So traumas such as, you know, car accidents, falls, sports injuries can actually sever or cut the nerve or essentially damage, not necessarily cut it all the way, but crush it enough to create that peripheral neuropathy also. So this right here is the area where I help my patients. Yes, we help patients with diabetes as well, but the patients that have neuropathy and nerve pain because the bone, which is the heart tissue, is shifted out of position and puts crushing pressure on a soft tissue like the nerve. It is known fact right here, according to the Mayo Clinic, that neuropathy can be caused by heart tissue crushing soft tissue like nerves. So if you are having actual neuropathy, I want you to stay tuned. I got to take a quick break here, but I'll be talking about how to start mitigating those symptoms naturally without drugs and surgery. Once again, you're listening to Living the Full Life here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 4:30. I'm Dave Daniels with a WHIO news update. Our top story, the Yellow Vest protests continue in France for the 23rd straight weekend.
Plenty of rain and chilly temperatures in the forecast today. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team Traffic, still cleaning up a disabled vehicle this hour. Mile marker 52 at I-75 southbound. Other than that, looking pretty good on your Miami Valley highways and byways. Our top story. In Paris, today marks the 23rd straight weekend of protests against wealth inequality and the leadership of French President Emmanuel Macron. While many protesters are saddened by the fire that nearly destroyed Notre Dame Cathedral earlier this week, they're angry at the billions of dollars that have been pledged to rebuild the landmark while their own demands largely go ignored. The community of Littleton, Colorado, gathering yesterday to remember today's 20th anniversary of the attack on Columbine High School.
I'm just amazed at how many cops had to be here just to make sure that this was a safe environment.
Former Columbine principal Frank DeAngelis was there trying to focus on positive changes made to school security and attitudes since that grim day 20 years ago.
Jill Nato reporting. Cops are requesting a canine unit to help with the search for a suspect after an armed robbery is reported at the Danbury Dollar Saver on Lions Ridge Drive this afternoon. That call coming in around 3 o'clock. No information yet on the suspect. We'll bring you more details as they become available. Dayton cops are looking for a suspect after a man is shot in the chest this afternoon on Kipling Drive. That shooting reported around 2:05. The suspect reportedly fled the scene. The victim, whose name hasn't been released yet, is in stable condition at a local hospital. Greene County is joining the push for raising the tobacco age in Ohio to 21, which is something Governor Mike DeWine has voiced his support for.
The city of Yellow Springs had discussions about raising the legal age last year, but some businesses are saying that it could impact their bottom line. More than 20 cities in Ohio, including Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati, have raised the age to 21.
WHIO's Jonah Adi says if Ohio were to pass a statewide law, it would be the 12th state to do so. Well, you've heard how composting can benefit your garden by turning waste into nutrients in the soil, but have you ever thought of composting yourself?
A bill passed in Washington State would do just that. They are calling it recomposition, and proponents say it's a better way of disposing our bodies than cremation or burial because it contributes back to nature.
Gary Baumgarten with team coverage. Some better news for a little boy at the center of an attempted murder case.
A 5-year-old boy thrown off a third-floor balcony last week at the Mall of America in Bloomington, Minnesota, showing some signs of recovery, but he remains in intensive care with head trauma and multiple broken bones. That update from the boy's family after they posted a picture Friday on a GoFundMe page that's raised nearly $900,000 for the 5-year-old, identified only as Landon.
Paul Stevens with team coverage. 24-year-old Emmanuel Aranda is facing attempted premeditated first-degree murder charges in that case. An Ohio couple getting married today shouldn't have any trouble catching their honeymoon flight.
Michelle Ballou and Tony Peterson are getting married at Cleveland Hopkins International Airport today in the baggage claim area. And why not? It's where their high-flying love story began 12 years ago this month. That's when Michelle's boss sent her to the airport to pick up a client who turned out to be Peterson. Sparks flew and a long-distance relationship followed. The save-the-date cards for the big day looked like baggage tags, the invitations like boarding passes. The bride will not have to walk down the aisle. She'll arrive on the luggage conveyor belt.
Jack Callahan with team coverage. Now with the most accurate and dependable forecast, here's Storm Center 7 meteorologist Jesse Mag.
Scattered showers likely to continue throughout the afternoon hours and a chilly day here for us. The high only at 46 degrees. Clouds sticking around overnight with a low dropping to 39 degrees. A chilly and cloudy start for Easter Sunday morning, but the high temperature lifting all the way to 65 degrees by the afternoon and sunshine appearing by the afternoon as well. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290. And News 95.7 WHIO.
Latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar, still showing some scattered showers, particularly in the western part of the Miami Valley at this hour. It is 46 degrees in Urbana, 47 in Springfield, and 44 degrees in Dayton at 432. I'm Dave Daniels, WHIO Continuing News.
Now, a gardening minute with Garden Talk's very own Mark Weber.
Hi, everybody. Mark Weber here for a Garden Talk Minute on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Arbor Day is just a few weeks away, and a lot of us want to plant a tree to make the world a better place. Trees are wonderful things. There's millions of them throughout the world, and most recently, data has shown that trees have been in decline across the world for many years due to a number of different factors. Before you select and choose and plant a tree in your yard, be sure the site and soil conditions match the needs for what your tree is, but also be sure to plant your trees properly by removing the burlap away from its roots, planting the root flare at the soil line, but most importantly, be prepared to mulch that area, reduce the sod away from it, and grow a tree for a lifetime, as it will give you a lifetime of rewards.
Listen to Mark Weber on Garden Talk Saturday mornings from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is Larry Hanskin. WHIO Washington insider Jamie Dupree has been a friend and colleague for three decades. And when he lost his voice in the spring of 2016, he didn't let that silence him. Now, thanks to modern technology, using past recordings of his actual voice, he's able to report on the air once again. His computer-generated Jamie Dupree 2.0 reports on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO, as well as his blog at WHIO.com with links at the WHIO Radio Facebook page.
Warm weather's arriving, and you're in the midst of deciding where to get your next new vehicle so you can hit the road in style. It has to be fun for the family and fulfill your work and recreation needs. It's time to find new roads at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg, the home of great deals, no doubt, every day. You'll find a big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. Dave Kale specializes in hard-to-find trucks, among their hundreds of trucks, plus a great selection of GM-certified program vehicles. Dave will tell you, the buying experience is easy.
There are no hassles, plus you'll spend a minimum time at the dealership and get the great price for the vehicle you want.
Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started, and go to DaveKehlChevrolet.com to find out more. Time to find new roads and join thousands of customers who have found the best place to get their next new or used vehicle is Dave Kale Chevrolet in Mechanicsburg.
Welcome to the Life Plan Minute, 60 seconds of wisdom for your life and investments with Dan Hypes.
Larry, I want to tell you about the tale of two planes.
I bet this is about retirement, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You see, there's a career plane that people are on. They work, they save, they make decisions.
And probably hit some turbulence along the way, too.
Exactly. But now they're getting ready to land and begin retirement.
Oh, I think I know this story.
Oh, but Larry, here's the surprise. Retirement is not a destination. It's another plane. And you better be prepared for a new flight on a new plane with new passengers. And remember what I said before, retirement changes everything.
Well, if you are within 5 years of retirement, call Dan Hypes and his team to learn how the Retirement Runway can create a smooth transition from your working paycheck to your retirement lifestyle.
Contact Life Plan at 937-438-8000 or lifeplanfg.com. When life happens, call Life Plan.
I'm Greg McAfee, and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air. Imagine for a moment yourself and a group of your closest friends are attending a dinner party. The man you admire most will be there. He served as your teacher, healer, leader, father, visionary, and spiritual advisor. As supper's being served, this exceptional man begins to speak. He says one of his friends in this group has betrayed him, and the betrayer soon flees. He then explains to all that his body will be broken and his blood will be shed, so that the sins of man will be forgiven. Later, he's arrested, beaten, and tortured relentlessly. He's placed on a cross to partake in a painful, agonizing death. The ultimate sacrifice was complete, allowing all that believe in him to be forgiven of their sins. This man, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, fulfilled God's promise. Arising from the tomb on the third day, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Savior of the world, was resurrected. Have a blessed Easter, and may God bless us all. I'm Greg McAfee with A Breath of Fresh Air.
This is Larry Hanskin. WHIO Washington insider Jamie Dupree has been a friend and colleague for three decades. And when he lost his voice in the spring of 2016, he didn't let that silence him. Now, thanks to modern technology, using past recordings of his actual voice, he's able to report on the air once again. His computer-generated Jamie Dupree 2.0 reports on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO, as well as his blog at WHIO.com with links at the WHIO Radio Facebook page.
This is Clark Howard here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. You own an Amazon Echo? When you get home, tell Alexa to play WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest, folks. As always, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. Also, you can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. That's AskDrJuan.com. Lastly, you can call our office at 937-552-7364. Press option 2. My team is standing by, ready to answer any questions you might have about this topic or any other topic we covered in the past. So in the previous segment, I was talking about neuropathy, and it's not just diabetic neuropathy, but just nerve pain, period, and talking about the things that cause it. But now, of course, you know, I talked about diabetes, alcoholism, nerve pressure from trauma, such as a bone shifting out of place or a car accident, a fall, or a actual, you know, just some sort of sports injury or something like that. All those things can cause peripheral neuropathy or nerve pain. So the thing is that you have to figure out what to do naturally so you can actually, you know, of course, take care of this without the drugs and surgery. And once again, surgery, not completely necessary in this case, but overall, if you don't get your neuropathy corrected, eventually is going to lead to some sort of drug intervention for you to continue to mask the symptoms or try to get rid of them without really getting to the cause of the problem. And the thing is that many people come to our office and we talk about a holistic approach about getting rid of this neuropathy. And this is where I had a lady to this week talk to me about, hey, you know, I really came to your office because I've been hearing from my life group at church that, like, you actually are more into the holistic aspect, not just the pain here, pain there, and take a couple pills here and there. You're about the actual whole person and looking at all aspects. So that is absolutely right. We have to talk about nutrition. If you are a diabetic, or if you're not a diabetic, if you eat a poor diet and you work really hard and you don't take care of yourself and you come in because something hurts and I don't address the fact that you don't eat really good foods, that you don't work out, that you're putting toxins in your body, such as alcohol, cigarette smoke, or just eating really poor foods, I'm doing you a disservice. I'm really just covering up your symptom by getting rid of it, with just the adjustment. And then, hey, when it starts hurting again, come on back. That is my philosophy. That's the way I practice. So that's not, I'm not okay with that. So I say, you know what? Let's not just get rid of the pain by adjusting the spine. Let's actually look to what's causing the problem and mitigate that also. Because you don't have diabetic neuropathy just because your neck is out of position and your low back hurts. You have diabetic neuropathy, for example, because you're eating a really poor diet. Literally, you know, you're continuing to put fuel on the fire by eating a bunch of sugary foods and trying to manage your diabetes with metformin. So if you have neuropathy, we take a different approach. We're talking about not covering up the symptoms with medication. We talk about getting to the root cause of the problem so you can actually get rid of the issue for once and for all. The thing is that neuropathy can be prevented or managed without drugs. And that nerve pain is something that you have to address because, folks, without nerves, your body doesn't function. Your brain controls everything your body does. So if the nerves, the conduction cables, are being damaged, there's no way you're going to get actual information to those organs. So you have to address that issue. So the thing is that it's a very preventable thing, especially as soon as you start seeing the first signs of neuropathy. I already talked about that burning, tingling, stabbing. If you have any of those pains in your legs, sciatic nerve, or down your arm, or in your hand, and they're talking about, hey, carpal tunnel syndrome surgery, or low back surgery, or let's cut this nerve, let's do a nerve ablation so you don't feel it anymore, or they're talking about any of that, that is not getting to the cause of the problem. That's just a solution so you don't feel it anymore. Basically, they're saying, hey, the electricity is not getting to this one house from the grid. So, and the house keeps complaining that they have no electricity. So what we're going to do is we're just going to cut the cables that go to that house and then also cut their phone cables so they can call us to tell us that it's actually bothering them, they have no electricity. Like, that makes no sense, right? It makes no sense whatsoever that you sever the actual cables going to that person's house and the cables from their telephone so they can't call you back and tell you that there's a problem. That's what you're doing when you're doing an ablation. That's what you're doing when you're blocking the actual pain with something such as a medication. So you have to look for natural solutions to fix it. And in our office, we do something completely different because we get to the cause of the problem. So in our office, we know that the brain controls the body. It does it down the spinal cord, out the nerves, to every single cell, tissue, and organ in the body. So we know that the spinal cord runs through the vertebral column. So those bones, because of trauma, because of car accidents, because of poor posture at work, because of whatever have you, sometimes shift out of place, and your posture gets worse and worse and worse. And eventually what happens is that as that posture is decreasing in proper position, it starts putting pressure on those nerves, causing problems such as neuropathy, such as my last two fingers in my hands are numb. And, oh, there is this nerve pain in the back of my hip behind my left glute that is always there. Or whatever, fill in the blank. So that neuropathy is happening because trauma, crushing the soft tissue with the bone, is happening. So you have to move the bones back to where it's supposed to be. Now, furthermore, how do you heal the actual nerve so it gets better? It's a known fact, according to research, that a nerve does heal. A long time ago, it was believed that nerves can't heal, reaches come out. The fact is that they do heal, they just heal very slowly. About a millimeter a day, 30 millimeters a month, or about an inch a month, roughly. So if you have a nerve that goes from the low back all the way to your toe, and that nerve is damaged, and you feel numbness, it's going to take some time to fix that nerve and correct it. But it can be done. getting pressure off of it, giving it the proper nutrition, such as vitamin B12, vitamin B6, also vitamin B1, along with vitamin E. All those vitamins are absolutely important and crucial in the healing of the actual neuropathy. But the thing is that every single day, people walk in my office with these issues of neuropathy and nerve pain. And I had a story here of one of our patients, and the reality is that Sheila came in with nerve pain, and she was so frustrated because nobody was getting to the cause of her problem, and literally it was getting worse and worse and worse, and she really didn't know what else to do. So I'm going to let you hear from her own mouth, because her life has been transformed in our office, because for the first time, her neuropathy and her nerve pain is getting better because we're actually getting to the cause of the problem. So take a listen.
And I had a nerve pain since last February, and I was not getting any relief anywhere else. And after figuring out it wasn't going to go away. So Max Living had Full Life had a booth set up at the Mump Festival this year back in September. So I signed up and I came to check out the program. I felt like it was my last hope, and I am getting better.
So you heard it, folks. She is getting better. And the reason she's getting better is because we are addressing the cause of the problem. We are not just covering up the symptoms. And the thing is, I'll be playing here a second clip from that testimonial, because not only have we addressed the actual nerve pain that she's been dealing with forever, and this is from last year in September timeframe, she came in towards the end of the year. She's still a patient in her office. She's still getting great results. And that nerve pain is not as severe as it was before. Before, it was affecting her 24/7. Her pain now is gone, and it comes back possibly about once a week, about every 7 to 10 days, starts getting bad enough that she has to come in and get adjusted. So the reality is that if you've been dealing with nerve pain, not only are we addressing the cause of the problem, like in her case, but we're also addressing the other areas that would complicate that nerve pain if you don't address them. So I want you to listen to the second part. This is what my chiropractic assistant, Mary, she is talking to Sheila about what else she's done in our office as the holistic approach to take care of that issue and what it's done for her.
My whole routine on things.
Nutrition. I know you've been working on your nutrition.
Nutrition. I've given up the sugar, the breads, the carbs, anything that's going to cause me not to get well.
So as you heard, she said, anything that's going to cause her not to get well. So we have to address that. If you don't get to the things that are going to complicate your issue or not let your issue go away completely, that is a problem. So if you're listening and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you're ready to do something different, and you're ready to get to the root cause of your nerve pain and neuropathy, and you've been taking the vitamin B1, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin E, you've been getting the stretches, the massages, you've been getting the nerve medication, and none of that is working, folks, it is a really good indication that you need further assistance and further help. So if you're ready to do something different, I want you to pick up the phone right now and call our office so we can do a comprehensive examination of your body to make sure that your brain and your body are communicating at 100%. So what does that look like? We do a posture analysis, do a range of motion study, do a palpatory examination, and when we feel your spine, we take a nerve scan to make sure those nerves that may be causing pain are firing and functioning at 100%. This nerve scan tells us the areas that are issues, and then after that, we take 4 x-rays. that whole test, if you were to get it done at a hospital, would be thousands of dollars. In our office, we charge $130. But if you call right now, before the radio show is over, I'm opening on three slots for the next three people that are serious and are ready to take that fork in the road towards health and healing, because you're truly ready to do something different because you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. If that is you, pick up the phone right now, and I'll be discounting that $130 price down to $52 by 60%. So if you're ready, those next three people that are serious, if you're not serious, don't call. If you're serious, pick up the phone right now, 937-552-7364. Press option 2. My team is standing by, ready to set up your appointment right now, if you're truly ready to get rid of your neuropathy. If you're not ready just yet, first time hearing me on the radio, or just, you know what, Dr. Juan, I'm just not really sure. I'm still kind of nervous. I'm still kind of skeptical. That is okay. So is Sheila. She took the plunge. But if you need to find out a little more information about what we do and how we do it, that is exactly why we had the Dinner with the Doc. Dinner with the Doc is going to take place on May 13th at 6:30 p.m. at Basil's in Troy. I'll be going over all the things that we do in our office and how the body's actually supposed to function. So at that moment, you can hear how it is that we can help you. And if that moment is right for you to sign up, you can sign up. If not, you leave with a belly full of really good food, and hopefully you remember us in case anything else changes in the future. So if you're ready to do that, you can also call right now and get signed up for that dinner. Once again, that dinner is on May 13th, Monday, at 6:30 p.m. at Basil's in Troy. So folks, I got to take a quick break here. You are listening to Living the Full Life here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Mark's Super 40th Anniversary Savings continue this week with delicious Sugar Dale Spiral Sliced Ham with glaze packet, just $1.88 a pound. And fresh and sweet whole Dole Pineapple, only $1.99. And International Delight 16-ounce creamers in assorted varieties, on sale now for the low price of just $5 for $5. Come in today for these and many other great anniversary savings. Mark's, Ohio-owned and Ohio-proud.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin for Nature Stone. Your garage floor is an accident waiting to happen. Uneven and pitted concrete puddles lead to slipping and tripping, and it's dirty too. Nature Stone covers that cracked, uneven concrete, and I've spent time with the Massetta family, and they do things right, especially Russell's promise that you'll be satisfied, and if you have an issue, they'll make it right. Get Nature Stone installed in your garage by the end of April and get up to half off. Schedule your free in-home estimate at naturestone.com. Like my friend Mike Massetta says, it's not just a floor. Wow, it's Nature Stone.
Celebrating 25 years, Dave Knapp Lincoln, the Miami Valley's oldest Lincoln dealer, offers complete concierge service. We know you don't always have the luxury of time. That's why Dave Knapp Lincoln offers complimentary pickup and delivery for all your service and maintenance needs, no matter how big or small. With the Lincoln app, you can explore the collection of premier services, from finding the best fuel prices to reserving and paying for parking near your destination. Come experience the Dave Knapp Lincoln way. You're home here.
Caring for those with Alzheimer's, memory loss, or other forms of dementia takes kindness, compassion, and dedication. Symphony at Centerville's In the Moment approach is truly unique. Through individualized activities and purposeful interaction, our team makes happy moments and fulfilling opportunities occur every day. Our In the Moment program's six elements of engagement allows us the flexibility to meet individualized needs in a nurturing environment. Contact us today to experience Symphony at Centerville firsthand.
Stock market instability, volatility, and losing money is a big concern. But it doesn't have to be. With a structured retirement plan, you can protect your money and forward your financial progress toward retirement. You don't have to risk your future riding the stock market roller coaster. Call the Miami Valley's retirement resource and author of Income Allocation, David Gaylor, at Tradewinds Financial Group. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437. And tune in Saturdays at 3 for your game plan for retirement.
Investment advisory services are offered through Precision Capital Management, an SEC registered investment advisor.
With Lee's, homestyle can happen anywhere. Spring for a deal on a famous meal at Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken, with our 10-piece breast strips family meal for only $19.99. Feed your family famously with 10 juicy, honey-dipped, hand-breaded breast strips, two large sides, and five fluffy biscuits. Get a sit-down meal made easy and bring home fresh, famous flavor the whole family will love, with a 10-piece breast strips family meal for only $19.99. only at Lee's. Famous for chicken.
This is Larry Hanskin. The new assisted living and memory care Beehive Homes of Springboro is now offering move-in specials. Call 937-350-1211 to schedule a tour. Appreciate the difference of a smaller, more personalized experience. Beehive Homes of Springboro, the next best place to home.
Scattered showers likely to continue throughout the afternoon hours and a chilly day here for us. The high only at 46 degrees. Clouds sticking around overnight with a low dropping to 39 degrees. A chilly and cloudy start for Easter Sunday morning, but the high temperature lifting all the way to 65 degrees by the afternoon and sunshine appearing by the afternoon as well. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. Also, you can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. That's AskDrJuan.com. Lastly, you can find us by calling us at 937-552-7364. Press option 2. My team is standing by, ready to answer any questions you might have about this topic or any other topics you might have in the past about any other radio show that I've done in the past. So, folks, welcome you back here. We've been talking about neuropathy, diabetic neuropathy, just nerve pain, period. So in the previous segment, I talked about Sheila. She gave her testimonial. You heard it from her own mouth, folks. Her nerve pain is getting better. Fast forward that. That testimonial is from the end of last year. She is doing amazingly better. The point is that she came in with nerve pain that was affecting her 24/7, and that nerve pain now is reduced to the point in where she is not experiencing it every day. It gets really bad every 7 to 10 days, and where she comes in and we address it with an adjustment. And then on top of that, she's doing all the other things that support a holistic lifestyle, so she doesn't need to use us over and over and over. She can start taking charge of her own health. So other things we talk to our patients about, especially when they have nerve pain, is we talk about the consumption of really specific vitamins and actual minerals. But one of the things I want to talk about is the benefits of omega-3 when it comes to nerve conduction. It's been shown in studies that if you consume a really good amount of omega-3s, that assist the body in that nerve conduction, because that is a necessary fatty acid for the nerves and the actual myelin sheath, which is the insulation per se of the nerves. So that insulation of the nerves is affected if you don't have the proper amounts of omega-3s in your body. As I already stated before, vitamin B12, vitamin B1, vitamin B6, and vitamin E are all absolutely crucial in nerve pain cases. It's not just about taking the pressure off the nerve so nerve heals, but you got to give the nerves the proper foods for it to heal naturally and not just mask the symptoms with drugs so you don't feel the nerve pain. So folks, the thing is that some of you have been doing the supplementation, you've been doing all the typical stuff that I talked about so far, and you are still dealing with the nerve pain that's been plaguing you for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. And all you do is continue to take the medications that are further toxifying your body and destroying another part of your body. So if you want to do something different and you want to take that fork in the road towards health and healing, I highly recommend that you give us a call and you try something different. You have to have a different experience sometimes to have different results. If you're ready to take charge of your life and grab the bull by the horns, as they say, and if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, call right now so you can lock in that discount. Once again, that initial examination and x-ray is $130. We're dropping that down to $52 right now. Three callers. I believe we might have a slot left. So three callers, next three callers I call in, obviously, you get to lock in that discount. So that number is 937-552-7364. Press option 2. That's once again 937-552-7364. Press option 2. My team is ready and standing by to answer any questions or set up your appointment. Lastly, folks, if you're not ready to do that just yet, but you want to find out a little bit more about what we do, I want you to come to our next dinner on May 13th. at 6:30 p.m. at Basil's in Troy. It is a free dinner, and where you and up to four guests can come with you, and you can listen to what it is that we do in our office in a lot more detail. And at that moment, if it makes sense to you, you can sign up at that moment as well. Folks, as always, you got to take charge of your health if you don't want to end up a statistic. So if that is you and you're ready to do that, give us a call. Once again, 937-552-7364. Press option 2. Folks, I am out of time. I want to thank you for joining me today. Today we talked about neuropathy, nerve pain, and how to get rid of that naturally without drugs and surgery. If you want more information, reach out to us. I want to wish you a blessed weekend. Happy Easter. And we'll be seeing you guys next week. Once again, you are listening to Living the Full Life here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.